So the phone lines are open. The WhatsApp lines are open. We'll be taking your reactions to the news that broke today all throughout the show. But let's start off now with the ABSA Premiership. I've got, as I said, two individuals sitting across from me, as well as the beautiful ABSA Premiership trophy. It's a lot bigger and heavier than what I thought it is. It's actually quite daunting. I don't know how they do it. And I'm going to start off with introducing ladies first. But I don't want to say age before beauty, because that would be you, Clifford. But I've got Nhlanhla Nkosi. She is the Senior Manager of Sponsorship for ABSA. Hello, welcome to the show. Welcome to Sports Talk.
Good evening.
Lovely to have you.
Thank you.
And then Cliff Mayinga, ABSA Premiership representative as well. Cliff, would you mind giving us more of what your role is at ABSA? Good evening. Welcome to the
good
show.
Good evening, Buhle, and good evening to all the listeners. Well, I'm basically the head of relationship banking for Gauteng.
Did you hear that, guys? Big people sitting in front of me right now. We don't play games on Sports Talk. I'm going to start off with you, Nhlanhla. So it's the new ABSA Premiership season. We're all looking forward to it. Yeah. Excitement's been building. We've seen all the transfers happening. And one thing has remained constant this season, irrespective of all the moves. ABSA, tell me about that.
So basically, this season, we're continuing with our Wars and Azure campaign, which we launched 3 seasons ago. I mean, the first season, we challenged all players to bring it through their rivalries. And last season, we challenged supporters to bring it by asking them to bring their voice to the stadium. So they came through, they sang. And this season, we decided that, you know, it's time for us as ABSA now to bring it to our customers. And basically, this season, that's what the entire season is about. We're saying, Wozanazo, we are bringing it to our customers. We've got exciting, compelling competitions that we're going to be premiering throughout the season. And it's just going to be a very exciting season.
So what you're saying is Nizanazo,
and like giving them everything they want. It's going to be an exciting season.
Lovely stuff. If you are on social media, by the way, you can live stream this interview. It is on our Facebook page at Radio 702. You'll also be able to see the lovely ABSA Premiership trophy. I, unfortunately, am not in that shot, but I would just make it look ugly. So I will keep my distance. Cliff, so, I mean, you work very closely with, I'd assume, with Nhlanhla at ABSA. How much does it mean for you guys to be, I mean, it's one of the biggest football leagues in the world. In my view, the biggest in Africa. If you look at viewership, if you look at the money that's put into this league, how much does it mean for you guys to be involved in such a massive project?
Mutle, it's actually a great privilege for us as an organization to be part of something so big, not only in our country, but throughout the continent and the world, as you earlier alluded to. I think this only just emphasizes what we as an organization are about and what it is that we want to bring to the African continent and the world as a whole. I mean, sports just unites everybody, and football is just one of those sporting codes that we have been associated with and will continue to be associated with and make a meaningful difference to the communities and the lives of the people that we serve on a daily basis in this country and on the continent. So it's a great privilege and an honor for us as an organization, and we love it, absolutely love it, that we could be associated with such a great property.
And it is a fantastic brand to be associated with, and ABSA itself being the fantastic brand. Now, there is a new proposition that you're also offering to players. Cliff, can you please elaborate on that?
I'm excited about the new proposition. I think throughout the campaigns and the previous campaigns, we've really brought it on in terms of the fans through the Hozanazo campaign.
Yeah.
Whilst we continue to do that, we've taken a different stance this time around. We said, yes, we will continue to make differences in terms of our supporters' life through the Wozanazo kick-off campaigns and the penalty shootout, but we really want to focus on the players as well in terms of our great value proposition. I mean, Buhle, you will agree together with the listeners, how often in this country do we hear of our great legends passing on, leaving nothing behind?
Yeah.
So we're bringing financial witness, we're just bringing that aspect in terms of looking after everybody.
Yeah.
How is it that we as a bank cannot assist players that play in the ABSA Premiership? And we've really had a look at ourselves and said there is more that we can do through the association with the ABSA Premiership. And through that, we are bringing great propositions. If I may just spend a bit of time on that.
Sure.
all the players, irrespective of their salary bracket in terms of their clubs that they represent, we will give them private, dedicated private banking offerings free of charge. And I mean, if you look at that, usually that would cost them around 445 rand a month just to be a private banking client. But we're saying free of charge. That's a 5,340 rand savings on an annual basis. But most importantly, we're not only focusing on their transactional day-to-day needs. We also want to play an advisory role. How do we help them build wealth? How do we help them also protect the wealth? And obviously look after that, which is so meaningful to them after their playing days. So we've got the likes of your funeral cover policies, where we're going out and we're really starting to look at not only just the supporters and the proposition that we bring through from a sponsorship perspective, but how are we meaningfully making a difference to the players themselves? For far too long, I think, in this country specifically, we are saddened week in, week out. And I can name a few that just pass on and nothing is left for the family. So we're really making an impactful difference in the lives of those.
You can actually name quite a lot.
It's scary.
It is very scary, which is a great initiative for you to take part in. I want to stick with that a little bit before I move over to you, Nhlanhla Cliff. In terms of financial management as well, is there anything that the players can look forward to receiving training?
Yes, definitely. There's a lot that they can look forward to. I think we will be going through the teams, that is, we've agreed with the Premier Soccer League that we will be going out and actually educating them how to buy on credit. What type of credit is good credit? What type of credit is bad credit?
Yeah.
How do we play a holistic role in terms of the advice that we give to each and every player and each and every representatives of the club? So there will be initiatives such as those where we educate our players in terms of the value of money and how to go about spending money and what money means at the end of the day. I mean, just coming off the Bruce Whitfield show, I'm sure everybody can attest to the fact that there's a lot that we need to do in that space as well.
Absolutely. It is very, very important. That is the voice of Cliff Mayinga from APSA, and also Nhlanhla Nkosi sitting right next to him, also from APSA. Nhlanhla, regarding the prize money, you have upped the ante on that one.
Yes, we have. And I think, it took us a while because it's been 12 years since we've been in this sponsorship.
Yeah.
But this season, we decided that I think it's time we looked at increasing the prize money and making ourselves as one of the biggest championship in Africa.
Quite a big increase as well.
Yes, 50%. And I think it's well deserved because, I mean, we've had the 10 million prize money for the past 12 years, and a lot has changed in 12 years.
Yeah.
And together with the Premier Soccer League, we then made the decision to increase the prize money
to 15 million rand.
Which
is fantastic.
Rand.
Now you've got the
likes.
We had
to be bold.
You had to be bold. And I mean, that's what you need to do if you plan on growing South African sport and the way APSA has done over the last number of years with the sponsorship. Regarding being bold, the newcomers in the league, Stellenbosch FC, or one of the newcomers, they're going to all of a sudden be thrown with a lot of money, and they will have to be bold in their decisions. Are you going to guide them? Are you going to walk with them a little bit in that one?
Well, we definitely will. I mean, with this new player value proposition, I mean, we're planning to guide all the teams, all the clubs, not just Stellenbosch. And I think, being part of the APSA Premiership, it makes all clubs work harder. And now they're going to be working for the 15 million rand. So I see them trying to strive and probably reach the top three.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, it has to happen. I mean, they have to look to go even further this season around. Cliff, let me come to you. So there are a whole lot of monthly accolades that are up for grabs. COM, POM, GOM. Can you elaborate on those for me?
I think, Butle, before I elaborate on that, and maybe I wasn't quite sure, you look at Stellenbosch.
Yeah.
We talk about the value proposition in terms of players, but what I did not maybe mention was that the proposition does not only stop at player level.
Yeah.
We're going all throughout in banking the entire teams. So rest assured when I say to you that all teams participating in the PSL, we will give them a bespoke solutioning in terms of their business business banking needs, not only at a player level, because you can't give that which you don't have. So our responsibility, as much as we're emphasizing on the players tonight, extends to the teams, the chairmans themselves, and the management of those respective teams.
And we know those chairmans need some advice.
Well, right?
Some of them especially.
Well, most definitely. And in that space, we will be developing bespoke offerings that speak to the types of clubs and the needs of those specific clubs. So it's not a blanket approach throughout. So definitely, we're excited in that space to be offering such propositions.
That is fantastic. So as I'd asked about this COM, POM, and GOM.
Well, I think the best person to answer that would be my colleague on the right-hand side, to be quite honest.
Cliff,
it's player of the month, coach of the month,
and goal of the month.
And goal of the month. But clearly, I think, let me give that one to Tata, because she could talk more around that. Definitely, POM, player of the month, GOM, goal of the month. And I think it was the calling black label. I'm not hinting at anything, but maybe we saw one of the best goals thus far in the season. But I think let Tata speak around that.
You've heard it first on 702 and Cape Talk, ladies and gentlemen. Nhlanhla knows more than Cliff on football. So, Nhlanhla, the stage is yours.
So, there was a question again.
So, just elaborate the player of the month, goal of the month, and what is it, coach of the month?
And coach of the month.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, as you know, we've been having these monthly awards in the past seasons. We are going to continue with them. The player and coach of the month is decided by selected judges, a panel of judges.
Yeah.
And the goal of the month is voted by the supporters. All they need to do is go to the PSL website and vote for their favorite goal. Obviously, because the season hasn't started, the competition will only start at the end of the month once we've accumulated enough matches.
So two questions on that. The first one, is there a financial reward that goes with the goal of the month, coach of the month, and player of the month? And the second one is, for supporters who don't know where to find the PSL website but are very savvy with social media, will there be something on social media that they can look out for?
Yes, there is a financial reward. They all receive 5,000 rand. And from a awareness point of view, there will be social media posts promoting where supporters can vote for their favorite goals. And also the PSL also sends a whole lot of communications encouraging supporters and actually the teams themselves encouraging their supporters to vote for those, for that particular player.
I mean, Cliff, you guys are throwing a lot of money behind the ABSA Premiership. Besides being associated with such a good brand, what do you get in return as ABSA?
I think, Buhle, as I said, we're an organization that you would know that we've just gone through a transformational journey as ABSA. And we're an organization that operates across the continent. And I think for us, it's giving back to the communities in which we do business in. I mean, you and everybody else amongst our listeners will definitely know that football is such a huge sport in this country.
Absolutely.
With a huge following. It is our way of investing back into this country, because whilst we're there for the football, the economic drivers in terms of the contribution to a GDP in terms of the formal and informal hawkers on the day, serving stands, saving stations, it's a source of employment as well. So it's not only about us as an organization in terms of what we can benefit from it. Yes, there's the brand awareness and the association thereof, but it's really at the grassroots where we are benefiting the communities in which we operate in and the communities in which our players come from. There's been a lot of emphasis tonight around obviously the teams, the players in terms of value proposition, but rest assured, we got great giveaways for our supporters, but what is a football match without supporters at the stadium?
Exactly.
So I just want to emphasize that this season, unlike what we did for Kick for a Million last year and the seasons before, we've got what we call Woza Nazo Kickoff, where on the Woza Nazo games, a lucky ABSA customer stands a chance, not actually stands a chance, will win 100,000 rand cash on the day.
On the day.
On the day to kick.
Are you going to give it to me in a briefcase?
Well, we'll transfer it into your account. We will first verify, number one, that you are indeed an ABSA customer.
Yeah.
You will kick off in a penalty shootout against a legendary goalkeeper. Okay. And the winner of that penalty shootout will win 100,000 rand on that day.
Fantastic.
What more What more can we do?
Absolutely. I mean, you are definitely getting the fans into the stadium there. That's the voice of Cliff Mayinga, and on his right is Nhlanhla Nkosi, two representatives from ABSA. But the guest of honor is right in front of me, and that is the ABSA Premiership Trophy. It looks amazing in all its splendor. If you would like to see it, get onto Radio 702's Facebook page. We're actually live streaming this interview as we speak now. And Nhlanhla, Cliff speaks about what you're going to be doing for the community. I know that there are 12 wars and Azo fixtures. This was announced when the season was launched on Monday. The first one is going to be at the Makulong Stadium this weekend. What can our fans and our listeners expect from that?
Well, we've got a red zone hamper area where we're going to host selected ABSA customers. They'll be given hampers and an area of hospitality. And also, as Cliff has explained, we're going to have our first Wuzanazo shootout competition during halftime, where somebody will walk away with 100,000 rand. But that's not just the only competition we are doing this season. We've got two more competitions where we're going to be giving away DSTV subscriptions to 91 lucky customers. So basically, from September, every single day,
wow,
one person is going to win a 12-month compact subscription with DSTV.
And how do
But you have to be an ABSA customer. So to enter for that, all you need to do is, it's either if you're an existing customer or you open an account, switch your salary and just add two debit orders, and then a lucky draw will be done. So every single day from the 1st of September, somebody will be winning a one-year subscription.
That is quite fantastic. So ABSA really bringing the heat.
We are bringing it. And that's just not the only one, because obviously we know because we know that we've got two broadcasters, and not everybody has is privileged to pay television.
Right.
We've also got something that's on SABC on Soccer Zone, whereby we've launched a spin a wheel competition.
Yes,
callers are going to call in, and then they're going to stand a chance to win, 50,000 rand cash, or they can win hospitality VIP tickets to any of the Wuzanazo matches. No, it doesn't matter where you are in the country.
Wow.
You will be flown in, chaperone, and you'll be taken to the stadium. That's what's going to be happening on Soccer Zone. So that's why we're saying that this season, ABSA is bringing it to the customers.
Yeah.
It's bringing it to the football for, supporters. And we're very excited about it.
Nhlanhla, how do I get my children involved in all of this? I don't have children, but hypothetically speaking.
Well, if they're ABSA customers, they qualify. That's all they need to do. And you can be 1 year old, have an ABSA account. There's different accounts that cater for everybody. All you just need is just to be an ABSA customer, and you stand a chance to win.
The ABSA Premiership season starts tomorrow. It is going to be another fiery season. At least it promises to. 011-883-0702, 021-446-0567. The WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702. By all means, join in this conversation. I've got George from Bedford View on the line. George, thank you for staying on the line. You are live on Sports Talk. Welcome.
Yeah, good evening. What I want to know is, I see there's a lot of figures being bandied around. I mean, lots of money going to the sports. I mean, I've always asked this question. There's a lot more money going into supporting sports. Your CSI investment is upside to really the poor, people that you're not expecting anything from, but doing good for the poor. What does upside do for that? Because we all know, I've just gotten a license in a foreign country for the banking license. And if you look at the figures, they're sickening. The kind of money banks make from having nothing but just a license, and obviously there are certain requirements that you need to fulfill. But it is sick money that banks make just from deposits from the poorest of the poorest. What is it that they are, as ABSA, doing for the poor of the poorest? And I'm not talking about when they're saying now, obviously, you've got to be a member. You've got to be an ABSA account holder for all of it. But we're sitting with billions of money that the bank has made. How much of that goes to the poor of the poorest? What is their CSI investment?
George from Bedford View, thank you so much. You can please listen on the radio for that one. Cliff, I'm going to throw this one to you.
It's a very good question.
Sorry, just start that again.
Thank you very much for that question, George. Buhle, unashamedly so. We do a lot for the communities in which we operate. Yes, we might not make a big noise about it, but I earlier alluded to locally owned, locally executed. Where we find ourselves and do business in, I can tell you now, hand on heart, there's a lot of CSI initiatives, not just once off, but ongoing on a consistent basis, month in, month out, where we go in and make a meaningful difference. We can talk to the school campaigns that we run for the underprivileged community, where we've spent billions and continue to spend billions and billions of rands. Not so long ago, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was out in the Far West Rand handing out school shoes and making a real difference in our most needy communities. So I'm glad to advise that there's a lot that we continue to do and there's a lot that we're looking at doing going forward as an organization. And I'm happy to take George through those and actually show him what it is that as an organization, because we're only but proud of the impact that we've made throughout the years in terms of our communities as well.
I'm sure there's somebody listening going, I would love to get APSA on my side as I try to make a change in the community. How does one go about that?
So I think, this is a space that is also regulated, because we need to be clear in what it is that we are going to support. Because everybody's got an initiative, and that's very noble of everybody, and everyone wants to make a difference.
Absolutely.
We will obviously look at the various proposals that we receive, and we will take that through our various committee, and what essentially we're looking at is properties that will help us touch a whole lot more people than as opposed to just a select few. So we will obviously vet those through our vetting channels, and where it makes sense for us to invest, we definitely will look at that positively.
Guys, before I don't want to say chase you guys away, because I wouldn't. Never. You are my esteemed guest, but not more important than this Absa Premiership trophy right in front of me. Are you allowed to give your prediction for the season? I know that you are wearing the red colors of Absa, but surely there is a flag waving or a jersey at home, and when it's match day, you put it on and you lock yourself in the house and close all your windows so no one can see. What is that jersey?
Well, that jersey is the Absa Premiership jersey. And yes. I can tell you who will win this league this season. The Absa Premiership will win the league this season, Buhle. Trust me.
They pay you guys too much. That is Cliff Mayinga. Would you like to throw, or are you with Cliff on that one?
I'm with Cliff.
Okay.
I'm definitely with Cliff.
Your bosses will be very happy about that. Ndlovu Nkosi, Cliff Mayinga, two Absa Premiership representatives in studio.